Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is Ben Greenfield, your host, and each week we'll be presenting fitness business advice and interviews with professionals in business and marketing fields. This podcast is designed for personal trainers, gym owners, nutritional consultants, lifestyle coaches, and anyone else involved in the wellness field who wants to enhance their income and take control over their business. Stay tuned. With each episode, you're going to learn how to maximize your income and train for top dollar. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield. And before we get to this week's content with search engine optimization and search engine marketing expert Crystal Wallace, I wanted to alert you about a few additions to the Train for Top Dollar website. First of all, we have a new forum and FAQ page up. If you go to trainfortopdollar.com/trainfortopdollar, just go to trainfortopdollar.com and click on the blog. You will see a link in the upper right-hand corner to the new forum, which is designed to be a portal for fitness business professionals to discuss their business and marketing techniques or ask questions about some of the content on trainfortopdollar.com. I also have an exciting announcement on the website about a clinic that I will be hosting. I'm not going to tell you much more about this clinic, but you can find out all that you need to know by going to trainfortopdollar.com/clinic.html or by visiting the trainfortopdollar.com blog and looking on the right-hand side of the page where you will find an announcement and a link to all the information about this clinic. You don't want to miss this opportunity. So we're going to move on to the interview with SEO expert Crystal Wallace, who will be telling us not only about how to enhance the friendliness of our website when it comes to search engine optimization and increasing our ranking in search engines, but also how to use a Google AdWords campaign to actually enhance your web presence even more. Search engine optimization, basically a guru in that. She's an expert that manages several million keywords over many engines, and Crystal Wallace is a Google certified professional. She has a degree in statistical modeling, and she's the perfect person to fill us in on why search engine optimization is important and how exactly to take your website and get it so that people are not just visiting when they read your URL on your business card, but also coming across you when they're searching for the type of things that you do on the internet. Because I know that for me, when someone types in the name of my city and is looking for a personal trainer, it's very important that my name be one of the names that comes up first. So, Crystal, you want to tell us just a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. Thank you for all that question, guru. I kind of stand back from that, but I would definitely consider myself a search engine marketer. And essentially, what I do and what I've kind of honed in as far as my skill set is the ability to optimize a website and manage paid per-click advertising at the lowest possible efficient cost for that advertiser. And essentially, that's what I've done for Ben, and I do it for a multitude of clients across the board. Most are probably, I would say, Fortune 500 companies, but really when it comes to pay-per-click advertising and search engine marketing and search engine optimization, it's kind of all the same motto. Content is key, and the same amount of time that it'll take you to spend on a personal training website or, let's say, someone like Disney World, it's pretty much all the same amount of effort, and the returns as far as return on ad spend or return on investment is basically exponential. Whatever you're willing to spend, you can definitely get a quantifiable return on your investment, usually averaging somewhere between 17% and 20%.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yeah,
we're back on. I know Crystal's driving right now, so reception might go in and out. But basically, you know, once you've actually got your website up and running, you know, I used to think that it was just enough to basically do a search engine submit. and just submit your search engine to a bunch of websites and call it good. Is that enough?
Absolutely not. You know, just actually, I mean, getting to that point, I don't want to exclude the efforts of, you know, actually getting a website up and submitting it. But it really, in order to really get the kind of traffic, the whole reasoning behind creating a website, you have to really think about content and the reason behind it and search engine optimization. And I think there's two main rules of search engine optimization. Content is key, and build your link, so relationships. And content, of course, in order for you to be relevant or in order for the search engines or even a visitor, you know, if you put your mind kind of in the reference of somebody who's surfing the internet, you know, are you relevant to what they're really looking for? Do you have the information and the things, you know, that will cause them, that will engage them on your site? And so that automatically should be yes. I mean, the fact of the matter that you bought real estate, what I like to call it, on the World Wide Web, says that you have something to offer. What the search engines do, they basically determine if what you have to offer is worth or relevant to their clients, the clients being the web researchers or the web, you know, whoever's looking at stuff on the web. The number two thing that I talked about is linking, link building. How many links do you have? What kind of relationship? How many people, other websites do you have to validate that what you do have, your content, is clean? And those two things together kind of determines your place on the search engine marketing, or not, excuse me, not search engine marketing, the search engines in different directories. That's what determines, you know, where they'll display your ad or display, you know, your website address. So.
Right. I mean, you know, the way I think about it is you've got, like, this, you know, this real estate, this building that you've bought, and you have it on this great street corner, and maybe you've even submitted your business information to the Yellow Pages, but if you don't have any signage up, and if you don't have any interaction with the community, there's really not going to be a lot of business transactions that actually take place. So SEO, I mean, some people don't even know what SEO stands for, I guess, but what is SEO, and how would you define it?
Search engine optimization is what SEO stands for, and in a nutshell, it's optimizing your website, so making tweaks or building a website so that search engine can read the website. Then, but essentially, when search engines go and they comb the vast web, they don't see things like people do. They use what's called a spider, and spider is nothing but code, programming code. So whether it's, you know, and I can get into a whole technical description on that, but they need to be able to. So when search engines go and they're actually combing the web, you know, the World Wide Web for, you know, information and content to add to their directories, they're doing this and they're picking up different codes, and that code translates into content, and if they can't read the code correctly, then they typically just ignore it and they move on to the next. So optimizing your website is setting up a website in a manner that it makes it easy for the search engines to read everything about your website, quantify it, and add it to its directory. Now that can include a whole series of different events. You'll hear a lot of people talking about search engine optimization as far as link building, tweaking their meta keywords and meta tags. There's all kinds of different things. 10 minutes is probably not enough time to really go into any amount of detail to help.
Right. But well, if you were, let's say that you were to be given the source code for a website or the HTML code for a website, and you're to simply do a glance over to see if it's actually effective from an SEO perspective, what are the top things that you would look for?
Okay. Some of the common things that I look for are, I do look at meta tags. Some experts say that, you know, kind of ignore every meta tag except your description. I think they're all valid, not only just from an SEO perspective, but
hey,
from a
hey, Crystal?
Perspective.
Can I interrupt you for just a second? Now, how would you define a meta tag?
A meta tag is something that doesn't have any kind of material impact as far as it's not going to create an element on your page. It's just a description. It's a coding description of your website and a coding description of a variable on your website. So, for instance, we talk about meta keywords. these actually are keywords that just tell kind of what your site is generically about. So if we're talking about personal training, you may want to say fitness, you know, personal training income, things of that nature. Now, what it does for search engine fighters, when they look at that, they actually use those keywords and they pull those in, and they measure those keywords against your content to say, well, these keywords, if a searcher puts in this, then this website is relevant to these keywords.
Right.
And then they use different algorithms to say whether or not your website is truly relevant to those keywords. So sometimes it's not just enough to put in a whole bunch of keywords in a meta tag, but it does help kind of direct the spiders to what you really want them to see and what you really want them to quantify you as.
And these are not different in terms of when someone visits your page, they can't actually see these tags or these keywords. They're actually in the background coding, and that's to be contrasted with, like, when you go to a website and you scroll to the bottom of someone's website and they've got, you know, 200 different words there, sometimes even in like a white font to match it up against the white background of the website so people can't actually see it. That's not synonymous with a meta tag, correct?
No, and I would say that's probably more of a, in search engine optimization, you kind of have different techniques. You have white hat techniques, which are the recommended method in order to optimize your website. Then you have black hat techniques. They're tricky little methods to kind of trick the search engine spiders to believing that your content is relevant. And sites like that, that would not be a technique that I would employ, but a lot of times, you know, there are some people who utilize that. It has the same effect, and actually that probably has more of an effect because it's actually within the body of the website, so from a grading perspective, it has more, I wouldn't even say relevance. It's out there more. So the search engine will deem that as more of an impact because that's what the user's actually seeing, supposedly. But
right. Are there useful websites that people can go to that would allow them to kind of approximate how well optimized their site is from an SEO perspective?
Absolutely. SearchEngineRoundtable.com is a great resource. They get pretty technical, but that's where all us SEO, SEM geeks go to kind of get the latest information. But they also have some basic kind of what to do and what not to do when trying to optimize websites and things of that nature. Or, you know, since we're talking about search engine marketing, just do a general search in Google, search engine marketing, you know, 101 or something like that. And there's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of little things that you can do yourself just to optimize a website. You know, for every page that you have in your website, title it. Give it a title. Give it a unique title. A lot of times people, you know, across the board, it's just whatever the title of their website is for every single page. Me and Ben actually talked about this as far as alternative alt image tags is what they're called. But there's a lot of people who are using the internet who are disabled. Either they can't hear well, they can't see well, and they use it much like a search engine spider does, where they're actually looking at the code or something like that. So using alternative text for your picture images, and essentially what that is giving your image a description. So if it's a picture of you, just say, you know, a picture of, you know, Joe Black or whatever. This actually is deemed as a good type of, you know, programming from a search engine marketing perspective, and they'll actually give you credit for that. So small things not only to help, you know, the impaired, but also it helps you in the search engine marketing, you know, the search engine marketing results.
Right.
But go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to ask about Google, and can having something like a Google AdWords campaign help with your search engine optimization?
Yes, absolutely. It helps you get listed in the directory a lot faster. Google, their business is search engine marketing, of course, but they also are a big service to the worldwide web community at large. So they're only as good as their product. They're not going to necessarily serve up results that aren't relevant because then people start going to other search engines. When pay-per-click advertising, one thing, they'll automatically go and review your site, but they'll also give you different tips and things of that nature within their tools that can also help you optimize your site from a directory listing standpoint. It makes their spider crawl your website more frequently because you are using advertising dollars, and again, they're only as good as their results. So it can definitely help with running a paid marketing campaign. Same thing with Yahoo or MSN. We get very focused on Google, but the same thing holds true for the other search engines. If you're a paid advertiser, they are required to go and crawl your site. So they have a reason, I should say. They're not required to. They now have a reason to go check out your site and see its relevancy. So.
Right. And for somebody who wanted to start a Google AdWords campaign, How would they actually do that? What resources would you direct them to?
They can go to AdWords.com. They have a pretty in-depth help center, but it's not something that I would suggest a novice to take on. Because one thing that Google does, they build your quality score. Quality score is also what determines your minimum bid, which with an option-based platform, it can be as high as $5 or as low as 10 cents. And it's all based on competition. And they keep a history of that. So a lot of times what happens when marketers want to go in and they don't necessarily have search engine marketing experience, they'll just say, I'll just set some bids and see how it goes. But they end up wanting their quality score for that whole account. And it's very hard to shake that history. So it's not necessarily something I would recommend for a novice, but they're probably search engine marketing doesn't come cheap. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me, crystal.wallace@gmail.com.
Crystal.wallace.
Yeah, crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, dot Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, @gmail.com. I would definitely, when we're looking for a search engine marketer, get references, or at least talk to somebody. You can pretty much find out, or you can tell pretty fast how much somebody knows about search marketing by just having a conversation with them. There's an inherent learning curve when starting a pay-per-click campaign just from the beginning. So, you don't balk at the service price of, having somebody do it for you. It's all worth it in the end, and it should definitely be quantifiable. So you set your budget, you set your goal, and you go from there.
Okay. Yeah, well, it basically seems to me that, in addition to getting your presence out there on the internet, having a website, and submitting it to the search engines, it's also important, I guess, to summarize what we talked about today, to have a community that you're interacting with, build your links, make your website search engine friendly, and then also try and get yourself some ads that are highly relevant to the actual content that's on your website.
Absolutely. I think that sums it up.
Crystal, that's some fantastic advice. Hey, I want to thank you for the time that you've given us at Train for Top Dollar, and I hope the rest of your drive goes well today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
All right. I'll talk to you later. So that wraps up today's content at Train for Top Dollar. Now, if you have more questions about internet marketing and SEO optimization, you definitely should check out the book at trainfortopdollar.com. Chapters 3 and 4 are simply devoted to online marketing and using Web 2.0 technology to enhance your income as a fitness professional. Remember to check out the brand new clinic coming October 29th at the trainfortopdollar.com blog website. And then go to iTunes, leave us a comment, or post in the blog comment section of the website or in the brand new forum at trainfortopdollar.com/forum. Until next time, this is Ben Greenfield from Train for Top Dollar, over and out.